Okay. There you go. So I'm going to be talking about wearable technology today. So I think the thing about wearable technology is you don't necessarily need to think of it as like something that has to go on the body that you have to wear. A lot of the stuff that's happening, cool stuff that's happening right now, has to do with interesting fabrics, smart fabrics. I actually did an intern this summer at this place called Brooklyn Design Fashion Design Accelerator. And all we did, like, the whole summer, and Liza Stark, by the way, the person who teaches computational craft and also other classes, she was actually my mentor there. And there you can actually get textiles to move. You guys probably have seen, like, Issey Miyake stuff, like moving textile, stuff using computer vision. Like, when you see a certain pattern, it's representation of something else in the digital world. That kind of stuff is, you know, all over. So wearable tech, you can think of it as what's wider range. And the other thing is that in this particular workshop, we're going to divide into kind of two sections. The first 15 minutes or so, just a quick overview of what things are happening. And then the last 40 some odd minutes or so, going to build. I'm going to assume that people don't have a lot of knowledge of Arduinos. So I would actually build some sort of the same stuff that they go over, but in a miniaturized form. So the thing that UG and other people are doing, Archie, I think, in their Arduino class with these big-ass boards, I'm going to do it with, like, this one. Tiny, right? In fact, it's called Teensy. Teensy is what it's called.
So,
yeah, it's because it's peony, right? So all the Arduino stuff that you're going to see, I will do it, like, 10 times smaller in this board, basically. And I didn't bring my cloth today. It's in the other room. I forgot. But embedded in that thing is a actually small microcontroller that you can use to control. I just basically told a real quick thing. It's that wearable tech nowadays is not about something to wear. It's about the whole environment, the whole concept. Yeah. Okay. So wearable tech used to be about, like, monitoring ourselves, right? This is probably what you guys think of when you said when you heard the wearable tech. You thought, oh, it's another lecture about you know, my blood pressure, my heart rate, you know, that kind of stuff. Well, this is kind of the old wearable tech. The wearable tech stuff that's happening right now is really about having the ability to express yourself, having the idea of textiles that are smart and recognizes you, you know, AI. So in this case, a few basic examples. There's a thing called Fit 360, and it's actually a camera that you wear right here. That's it. And when you walk around with it, it takes 360 of everything. But that's actually wearable tech. Because, you see what I'm saying? It's not like monitoring anything. Right, it's just it's whenever you want to take a picture, you just take a picture. And they're actually trying to do voice with it, so you can just say, like, yeah. But imagine, like, you're kind of seeing the world every day, like, in 360. So their idea is just, like, you go travel anywhere.
And it takes a 360 of what? So
it's
just access your eyes.
Yeah, so actually for the Life of Camp project, I did a 360 tour of default, basically. Mm-hmm. And you could have kind of done this with that in some sense. You know, 360 video. You know. So that's what we're talking about, right? This one is a really crazy one. eSense.ai is AI for presenting sense using wearables. So, like, so for example, if you're really depressed or whatever, they give you the sense that's scientifically shown to improve your. You know, dopamine and that stuff.
Wait, would it input it in
you
or tell you
need it? No, it actually gives you the sense. It's crazy, yeah. Me sense that, yeah. Just look it up. I don't know what that means. But that's a horrible thing. She's actually wearing it, like it's giving her off. So it's like you're actually giving off an aura, like,
what?
For real. Yeah.
Does it affect, like, secondhand, like other people around you?
Probably. But. You know, I mean, that's the idea.
Like a literal way of
sunshine. Exactly. There's also, you know, map effort for extension. That's the other word.
Yes! Okay.
you guys know what map works by chance? Anybody?
So the projection people know about this, but projection mapping people uses map mapper to project kind of, you know, you have a computer view and a projector view. There are maps between the two.
Oh, okay.
The key here is that they did a workshop with wearable stuff. So everybody was having these kind of motion evoked kind of lighting in this kind of map world. So yeah, that's wearable tech. And actually, a company hired me to do this called Risen from the Thread to create performance pieces where, yeah, just use movement. And I think I told some of you guys about my gesture-based shirt. Yeah, so that's converted to Unity, and it's going to speak Wi-Fi to the Unity, and the Unity will give out particles when you give a certain gesture. Not just like pressing, like actual gesture. So it kind of understands. And that, for that one, the Fabric Smart Technology has to be really good. Okay, I'm going to go a little bit faster so you can get to the fun stuff. And then wearable machines, intelligent sensing, that's a big part of wearable tech now. It's not what it used to be. So now, I actually last semester I worked on something related. Like, for example, for people who have anxiety, when people go like this a lot when they're anxious, you know? So you can actually now have conductive fabric in here that's a certain resistance. And when you do this, it picks up that signal and tells you that, you know, you're anxious. So it's still a monitor, but it's a much more smart way to drawing on to it. Like people can stroll and they will understand, oh, okay, like there's some other type of gesture. You know, and I actually have this stretch as well. That's what you get like, oh, like frustrated. So, you know, people can use the meaning to give you like kind of the neural equivalent of that emotion. So it's a much more fine-tuned way of understanding wearable tech as opposed to just like looking at heartbeats and Fitbits, right? And then the other big part of wearable tech is computational textiles. So this is, do you guys know about this? This is color-changing ink. It's called thermochromic ink. And so again, Liza Stark, if you guys happen to go into the computational crap, you learn about this. She's also teaching other classes if you want to do that later. But when I close the circuit with 5 volts, it's actually changing the color of the ink. And in fact, this is actually done in a very specific way. So only one color is actually changing. You see there's a green one that's coming on and there's a yellow one that's coming on? In those cases, I'm actually using the red ink and having it disappear versus having the black ink and having them disappear. So when I have when you turn on the circuit, the ink will disappear. The ink that you don't want will disappear. So that's what they mean by color changing, is when you have the circuit on, the ink disappears. And what you do is you make your drawing with acrylic plus that ink. So that when that ink disappears, the original green acrylic comes back on. So you could do real cool things like, you know, have a very small battery that operates a certain way that you can actually light up your shirt, you know. Again, for performance or for like a bike jacket, there's all kinds of stuff that you can do with it. This is actually called SMA, which is Shape Memory Alloy. When you apply the circuit, I actually have one here so you can actually play with it. It actually just flexes. So when it flexes, it brings all those guys together. So each one of those wires are actually flexing. Yeah. So the reason it works is the chemistry. So when you heat it above a certain temperature, it just, yeah. Yeah, I have it here. You can just try it. I can show it to you if you're interested. They're not super easy to work with, but the fact that you can do it, you know. Okay, so let me just go fast. Again, one of the main things is now being expressive as well. Like, because now we have a digital realm, being able to put something on your screen that's not there. So that's like a new layer, new texture. And actually, you know, I kind of worked with someone in our cohort, Chanel, to make this AR dress and to tell a story in a performance way. But there's a lot of these like happening now, not just this. Okay, so then I just wanted to show you the tools that we're going to work with, and then we're going to actually go and do the demo. Okay, first with Arduino. For Phoebe, do you know a little bit of Arduino or zero Arduino? Zero? Okay, that's good. We're going to go zero. Sorry, do you know Arjuna?
No, I thought you were calling my name.
Sorry, I call her name, but you're Phoebe too. Do you know Arjuna?
A little bit, but I don't know his life.
Okay, so you're about this, okay, about like kind of new stuff. That's fine. So I know where to go. So these are going to be micro boards instead of the big Arduino stuff that you see. I have this is called a real good one that you don't know which one to get. It's called the Circuit Playground because it has a lot of stuff in there that you can actually kind of take apart. And, you know, like when you get the real thing, you might not need all of it, but it's good to prototype with it. And this one has accelerometer. It has actually 10 neopixels, which allow you to change the color. The neopixel is the thing in the center left. It has a bunch of buttons, you know, it's got like a full feature set of stuff on here. So LEDs are in there, accelerometer is there. So this is a good one to work with. But for the Arduino part, we're going to start with the Teensy first. Because, I mean, number one thing is I have it here with me. Oh, I forgot to bring the colored circuit thing. Okay, so I think, let's see. Might have to do Teams. Do you guys have a computer that you guys wanna? Do you wanna maybe use your computer maybe? So do you have Arduino installed?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So what you need to install in addition to that is the Teensy library. So let me show you. Stuff I'm doing in Cornell Medical School, consulting work. So I will, how should I... actually, I think it's easier if you just Google. So what you want to do is just Google. Do you have it open right now? So Teensy Arduino, I guess 3.2. Go into here and just kind of do this. And as you're doing this, I'll kind of set up to do stuff. You can do it too if you want. Yeah, I have multiple Teensy actually. So. But this one is not soldered on. Okay, we're gonna have to use this one. I don't have enough microcontroller for everybody, but you guys can kind of work, you know, together, and it'll be fine. So this is the Teensy. I'm gonna do two types of controllers. And by the way, these are the batteries that I use. Puny, right? That's how you put stuff into clothing. Right. Yeah, it's going to be even smaller. Like graphene and stuff. That stuff is coming. This is the shape-changing memory alloy that I can demonstrate later. When you apply electricity to this, it'll just like, you know, let me see. So I'm going to wind it, and then it's going to kind of flex. So first, we're just going to set up Teensy. Let me know when you kind of get through this part of it. Hopefully, it doesn't take too long. You have the Arduino software already. Basically, you just run this installer. That's basically what you have to do. Are you guys on there?
You basically just run the Teensy installer.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have Arduino already?
If the mouse presses is different, they don't overlap anymore, right? That's one thing.
Okay, so I will bring up my Arduino, and then I will use my own tin. So this is the one for you guys. Okay. Where's my tin? By the way, they also have Wi-Fi modules. So for your Arduino, you want to control something by Wi-Fi. You want to resize up to your Arduino, one to your remote sensor, and then communicate off of each other. Everything becomes Wi-Fi. This is amazing. Clock XP. Is it ready?
Yes.
Oh, you're ready? Okay, so here. Well, you guys can kind of squeeze in. So you can do this and kind of follow what I'm doing, basically. You can either watch them or you can watch me either way.
Okay, so.
Let me get my cable, though. Okay. So, I am going to close this old stuff and so what am I going to do? You guys can see this, right? You can see my screen, more or less. So what I'm going to do, first of all, is I'm just going to make sure I'm doing the same right thing. So I go into board and make sure I select the TNZ 3.2. Hi, Karen. Oh, you decided to come after all. That's awesome. Come join us. You can, if you want to, yeah. Well, they're kind of sharing one TNZ. If you want, you can be here and kind of share this TNZ, sort of. But up to you, whatever. This, you know, this microcontroller. This is the Arduino, by the way. That's it. That's it. Yeah, yeah. But why go big when you can go small?
Well,
yeah.
3.2.
Yeah, so click on that. Go into 3.2. Did you get that? And then just make sure your port is set up. So my port is kind of set up weirdly, but just you have to have something on the port. And Macs and PCs are different too, so just go into port. Don't worry about and just select the right port. It's probably not. Yeah.
Oh, this is the thing that you said coils up?
Yeah. And then what you want to do, is that okay? So when I'm done with this one, I can pass this one around so you guys can try this one too. Well, actually, let me just do
it. Oh, right there, is there the actual big one?
No, no. They're all this one. Yeah.
We're using yours, right? Like, we're just going to be learning on how to do it.
No, I'm actually going to give this one to all the people who are... I mean, not give them permanently, but... give them to upload and everything. So if you did that right, then you can click upload right here. So it's going to compile it. Oh, sorry, I skipped a step. You have to go into example and go to basics and go to blink. Just to make sure your board works. Yeah. And you should see this little thing pop up. You know, it's really easy to work with. So you can see it blinking now?
Yeah. It was blinking before, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, but it just read the upload.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then you have to press it, press button, to enter program mode?
It just resets when you reboot. Yeah. Okay, so let me just give you guys this so that the people who want to... Do you have our Arduino set up?
No.
I mean, if you want to follow along, you can just download Arduino and do all that. I have another one. You can plug this one in and just make sure the port works and everything, right? No, I'm trying to unlock it. Is it working? There you go. It's working. Yeah. And you saw the download, right? Yeah. So you have to go into.
different tools that we use. Yes, that is correct for me. Core is the
No, you or just download the software.
That one, yeah. This one, the Teensy 3.2 one. Yeah. And then you click that one. No, this one, yeah. Soundtrack. Yeah. And then you can see this. So right now I'm just going to make sure this goes through. It's going to say something compiling, and then it's going to say done uploading. And if it works, then yeah, so that's good. So it just uploaded that thing, but I already uploaded it. So, you know. So it's fine. Okay, so then let's do the basic Arduino workshop thing.
First, we're just going to turn on an LED. Okay, I know it's very simple. So, have you guys done Arduino?
We're done.
Okay, so I'm going to start there, but then you can.
This is the Arduino that
already.
Okay, so. So you guys can see it from here, right? Sweet that I have it here because I can see the plots here. So let me put up the so Arduinos are usually easy to see which ports they are, but this is so tiny that they fit everything to the back. So what you do is you have to use this card.
I think it's called Teensy port card or something. So, you know, basically it's kind of like a, you know, like a reference, you know, it's kind of like a reference
card that you can just follow along, right? So now, if you look at this one, oh no, actually this one I have the port upside down. So this one, you guys can see the port numbers. Usually though, it's gonna look like so usually it's gonna be like this. Because what you do is you solder. You guys know soldering? Soldering is putting like an electrical connection into these things. So in order to fit it into the circuit board, you have to kind of solder these individual pins, they look like that, onto them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so on Saturday, if you go to the other one, that will require soldering because it's a big board. Yeah. So, I think it was wires.
You guys know the thing right now?
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
We're trying to see what they are. Is it ready? So we have to do the Arduino thing, right?
So okay, so maybe here's this one. So just get to the point where you can download something onto the board, like the Blink, right? Yeah. And you have to have the right board, and there we go. And usually it's very simple. So so you guys probably haven't done this before, so I'll give you a very simple version. So when you have light up, so this is the first thing you want to do with Arduinos, to be able to control a digital port to do something on the output side. So this is the simplest thing I do. So right now the blinking, if you look at what the code is doing, it's actually makes sense. So it's setting the pin that you're controlling to be 13, because that's where that pin is. That pin is on 13. Can you see that? So the 13 is actually a LED pin on there. Can you see that? So you always want to follow kind of that way. Yeah. Exactly. So that's the LED. So it's not like connected per se to stuff, right? But the next thing you want is you want to so in this mode, you're setting that pin to be output, not input. So this, by the way, this thing, what does it look like? What kind of code does this look like?
Well, looks like program.
Yeah, it looks just like process. You have a setup, and then you loop over and over. That's why I say, like, it's, you know, this is not the hard stuff. This is the easy stuff, usually, for people. And you're going to do this as easy as I can, so.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I want to add, after we attach it, the first thing we do is example basic link.
Right, and then you set the board to be Teensy, and you set the port, and then you upload link.
sent board to meet Kinsey.
Yeah. So how can we get
Board, but you can, it's okay.
I think you probably know. Okay, so, and then in the loop, what you do is you digital weight, that means you step that pin to be high, which is just one. So the LED is just 10, you set it to be high, and then you wait for a little bit and you set it to be low. So that's why it's blinking, because it's high, low, high, low. Okay, so the next step though is we're going to actually use digital outputs to actually control something. Because if you can control this, you can control a lot of different things. Like you can control motors and whatever. You know? So the way this works is that LEDs, you always have to give them resistance. The reason is because if you only have digital out here going into the ground, that means all that current will flow through and it will destroy the, So what you want to do usually is you want to connect this to the ground through a resistor. So usually in the Arduino case, you always want to kind of have a line of power and ground. Yeah, I'm sure what that means. So this breadboard, these lines are all connected this way. So like A is connected to B and then C on one. And then on eight, they're connected this way. Right? But on this side, they're connected this way. So, yeah, so.
So this is what it looks like. Whoops. This is the kind of thing it looks like, right?
So all the ones in the middle, they're all connected this way, just like there. And then this side, they're all connected. Even the ones that is like blue line and then skip a step, but all the blue lines are connected.
Oh, all the blue lines are connected? And the green lines?
The green lines are connected this way.
This way.
And then the blue line is just these two. I should have gone more specific. All these are connected. Mm-hmm. So that's, you see this minus plus? That's telling you to use this as a kind of a minus plus line so that anybody can tap into the power. Because if you then connect a motor to it, you can power the motor. If you connect LED like we're going to do, we're going to connect the LED. And we can connect many LEDs easily. Instead of trying to connect all that to the same ground, right? Okay, so what you do is you look at this pin, you look at your output, and you see that's GND right there? That's the ground. So this means this is connected to here, so it's connected to the ground, right? So I'm going to put this into here to make this the ground. Okay. I don't need this one yet, but I'll put this for future. Is 5 volts. In these boards, it's actually 3 volts. So in these boards, they're actually 3 volts, not 5 volts. The output is different. But I just go 3 volts into here. So I know now that if I need to power something, I just go through a resistor into the ground here. And I want to make sure I connect this to the ground, not the power. Okay. So the first thing to do is I'm going to just take a pin. So let's say 7, right? Oh, by the way, the LEDs, the positive side is the long side, okay? So, you know, this, the long end is where the current starts from.
Oh, it's slightly longer.
Yeah, they're all slightly longer than on one side.
Oh, so one's
the
start and the other one's the...
Yeah. Okay. So on the circuit diagram, so here, I'll show you the circuit diagram. I know you guys can't see this right now, but
you can see the circuit diagram.
Okay.
So the first thing we're going to do is this circuit, basically.
So I want to go from the positive to the negative and then go to the ground, right? So what I do is I'm going to say, let's say 10, right? So this is connected to 10, okay, on the top, on the long side, and then it's going to connect it to some space right here, okay?
Any space doesn't matter?
For now, just some space. Okay. I mean, we should do it with wires and do it properly, but this is just a quick demo. And then I'm going to connect the resistor back to ground. So does everybody understand what I did here?
Mm-hmm.
So I say I pick pin 10 as my output, and I pick the long end of the LED, and then the other end of the LED, these are connected, right? All these are connected like this. So the short side is connected to this side of the resistor, and then the other side of the resistor goes to the ground. So this forms a circuit.
Ground is the minus, the negative.
Right here. This ground. And then just connect the ground to here.
Oh, okay.
Don't connect the power. It's going to kill the LED.
Okay.
Right? But the idea is that I kind of have a circuit completed so that if I turn on the fan, it'll be high, right? So when it's high, the current will flow through the LED, but it won't flow too much because there's a resistor that's resisting it. And then the rest of the current will go down to the ground. And it forms a circuit which powers the LED.
Without overpowering.
Exactly.
Okay.
And how do I know it's this resistor? Because by experience, I mean like 220 ohm resistors is about right.
Okay.
Yeah. So you have to kind of look it up. Yeah. You kind of have to look it up and, you know. And some people memorize the color.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, shit, I can't remember that. You know. So people understand this circuit though, I kind of put it up there too. So just in case you don't understand it, like so what connection I did is I connected some pin. I don't know what pin this is right now, I can't even see it. But it maybe it's this one. Oh no, this one. They put actually the resistor before the LED, I just flipped it. But you know, you can actually do the same thing. That's kind of more of an electricity thing. But basically, these two components can actually be reversed. So for now, don't worry about it. But so they run for some pin through these two components. This is the longer side, you can see that. So that's where it has to be, where the current flows. And they go to the ground. That's actually just ground.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So and then, what we need to do with the code, anybody know what we can do with the code?
What that we can program it for?
Well, we have to tell this one to program, right?
Yeah.
So right now it's 13. I'm just going to change this. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to go to 10. Because now I will say 10 go high and low and high and low and low.
Okay.
Yeah. So then everything else remains the same. Gonna do upload, so it's gonna compile. This is that. This is your first Arduino. Congratulations. Okay, see you guys. Bye. Nice.
That's cool. Okay, so we just changed it to kind of location of the 10 so it was on
the other one. Arduino is really a big thing. Once you get to that. The good news is CC Lab, you spent like 6 or 7 weeks on it.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. You're pretty good at it. Yeah. So that's one circuit that's now flowing. But you notice, you know how when I teach you guys processing, right?
Yeah.
You don't need to know how to code, you just need to figure out what to change.
Yeah.
That's why I tell everybody, right? So this is what you do here. You say you want to blink faster, how do I do that? I want this to blink faster.
Framework?
Exactly.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, does it have a delay right now?
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't see this code yet. So I made it twice as fast. So it's only going to wait half a second before blinking. So again, yeah, that wasn't so obvious.
there you go. Okay, so the delay is what kind of delays the room that they read off and happening.
Yeah, by the way, you can do delayed in processing too.
Yeah.
But
I'm trying to figure that out.
But it's not guaranteed to work, because processing is not a synchronous program. Just so you know. Like, if you have nothing else going on, it probably will work, but it's not guaranteed to work.
Okay.
But Arduinos are guaranteed to work.
Alright.
So that's why you have to use Unis. That's the best way. Okay, so now my challenge to you guys as a team, give me just two LEDs that are flashing on, off, in reverse of each other. So, on, off, on, off. You see what I'm saying? So, when this is on, that's off. When this is off, this is off.
Is it?
I don't know. You, here. I'll give you the LEDs, right?
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to do it. I realize this will take slightly longer than I intended, but it's okay. Once you get this, we're going to move on to just the wearable part, and that will only be like.
How long is it going to take?
This won't take any time at all, if you know what you're doing. Because, do you see what I'm saying? So you can choose any port you want, just don't throw my LED. I'm just kidding, right? I'm not nice. Don't worry. As long as you go in big size and small size. And then program it so that you're doing maybe a little bit slower. But whatever you're doing, I want to see red on, green off, green on, red off, and then reverse.
Okay.
So, knock yourself out.
We should
do
it on
there. You can try to do it on here. I just haven't soldered that, so you're going to have to.
So.
Yeah, that
would be. This is a clip for blink, right? When you blink, this comes at all.
Yeah, you're probably not going to be able to do it on this right now.
Yeah, we don't have.
Because we don't, I didn't bring enough breadboard.
Yeah,
and
we don't have it. So, yeah. So let's do it with it.
But the good thing is you set this up right now. So you can just, get one of these and. Yeah, I recommend using these guys over Arduino any day.
But they're
better.
Why don't
you
teach us?
This is just the board. All this stuff. I mean, yeah, you should just
then what's our
do that, but it will. I mean, I'm just saying, like, in the future, when you get
how
the next Arduino,
How easy is it to move from, like, if we're taught on the regular Arduino? Okay, then, yeah.
Wait, what's this?
Isn't this Arduino?
Yeah.
This is. But this is the team. This is the teensy model of our.
Yeah. You would just look cool in class, that's all. Maybe
yeah.
Just like. Yeah, that's right.
I got the teensy at this
time. No, I mean, because you get the kid anyway, so you get the kid, but what I'm saying is, like, the next board that you can get, you can just choose. You don't. You can choose a Tinsy, you don't have to. There's, like I said, that's why
it's... different size smaller to...
No, it's actually more powerful, this guy.
Oh, okay.
But the power is smaller, so you can only do 3 volts. So, look up the differences. This is actually called a Metro. So, just interrupt real fast. So, show me. Ah, good. You can just go through it. Well, you need a resistor. Is that the long end?
Yeah.
Did you start with the long hand?
He started with the...
Yes.
Did you start with the long hand?
Sorry.
Yeah, so put it there, and then you gotta go resistor to ground now.
Resistor is in the support that's right next to it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it supposed to be the cortex right next to the one that we hear?
Doesn't matter, because I'm not showing the other
part. Yeah.
Well, it just happens to connect to
yeah.
Yeah, anything, right? It doesn't matter. It doesn't
yeah.
Yeah.
So, your circuits are going to start to catch. So now, what do I do with the code?
I'm getting an FL statement, so it's
so now it says,
yeah.
It depends on which direction I stand.
Yeah.
If way looking
well,
0 degrees
I don't know my name, so like, yeah.
And says BC human equals BC. If way 90 degrees says BC
rotating
human equals BC.
Like 10
kind of thing. You don't have to change.
Yeah.
Your name is like Wu Chen. Yeah.
Did you know how to do any of this stuff before?
No.
Really?
Zero.
Like, do you need that somebody like me to figure out how to do this?
Yeah.
Really?
So, actually, the same time last year, Cuba, the person who was seeing people now, gave us a workshop. I was there. That was the first time I've ever seen a dream in my life.
Yeah.
And then they teach you in Cuba.
And you get it.
Yeah,
it just feels like unattainable. Whoa. But that's good to hear. Oh, you just
nice. I'm gonna take a quick documentation video. Good job. Okay, so this is like just practice for you guys, but whenever you achieve a certain milestone, just take a documentation video. I know it's crazy that this is so simple, but even then, like, get in the habit of taking documentation videos. Yay! Hi, everybody. Yay! Now I'm also doing documentation of this workshop, so yay! Okay.
Really? Go please. You put everything in and keep us looking at it. Not the question.
I'm just saying, right?
Good.
So now that you can do it, you can do all kinds of interesting things with LED, no problem. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to skip over to like the last part, and skip the because for example, if you're doing motors, you can actually do that too. You download a library that does involve an angle. So for example, if you have a button, I want to say when I press the button, light the LED. Because the input into the board controls something else. In this workshop, I'm gonna skip over the button and give you an accelerometer. You're gonna look at the acceleration and then do something. Everybody understands? So I'll give you like a really is a simple workshop, but like kind of more advanced sensors, right? So what do you do? Accelerometer, get the accelerometer to figure out when I want to light something. So for example, if someone's dancing this way, then the light will all be red. And then this will be green. Red, green, red, you know. That's what we're going to do. It'll be whatever you guys want. Before I do that, I just want to show you quickly the kind of stuff you can get into. So once you figure this out, right, so this is this part of this, and you have control of light or whatever. So in reality, instead of those lights,
it will be, where's my lights?
Oh, good. So there'll be more like these kinds of lights. These are the beauty lights. So you cut them up, and then one is positive, one is negative. These guys actually already have resusted already. So when you join this up, this will light up. So the way I'm going to show that is the following. So what we've been doing so far is using these guys. So you always want to kind of So remember we set up that power on the ground wires? We did that for a reason because now I want to be scared.
So the thing with this is that you have a circuit that's going high from the floor to the ground.
But there's another kind of circuit that's just going from the 3 volts into the ground. Oh, actually, this is 3 volts. I hope this is enough power. This might not be enough power. This is. So do you understand where this is coming from? So this is just going from a 3 volts power. So constant power, instead of this thing, which is like, you tell it what to do. And this is the black, which is the ground, right? So what I'm going to do, these are not even open yet, is just to show you the kind of using wearables. You have a positive. Well, by the way, you always connect to negative first. The reason is because if you connect to negative first, nothing will happen. It's just ground. And then you connect the positive. I'm going to see if this is enough power to turn on this. This is what this is. So in the actual garment, so the reason I show you this is because in the garment, it won't look like this. But you want to program everything correctly, like this, right? So instead of this light, it would be this light. Instead of, so I have a motor, you know, for example, if I want to drive something that moves, you know, I have a motor, et cetera, et cetera. And when you're done with it, it will look kind of something like this because this board, I now know which port to use, right? So in this case, it's very simple. It's just port 6 and like ground. Right now, it's very simple. And then basically, this just kind of connects this all the way down. And these are actually conductive.
Yeah, I was going to ask, it's the thread that's conductive.
So you see that lower right corner, kind of? Not quite lower right, but...
Oh, yes.
That's conductive...
it's like wire thread.
Conductive thread, and this is actually conductive fabric right here. So I'm going to use this to make a fabric speaker, but this is actually all conductive. The way you know it, you need a multimeter to check it, and it's conductive.
Okay.
So this is a conductive... Fabric is very expensive. Conductive thread, which you can get on Amazon.
Is it just like in, like it has like some conductive material sewn into it?
Yeah, it's got silver in it, basically. It's got silver in it. So when I put this on, what it's doing is just powering the board. And when it powers the board, So the reason it's blinking right now, okay? And it's not constantly on, is this. It's because I programmed this board to do the blink on 6, right?
Okay.
So it's telling it to go on, off, just like this, right? Except I'm not doing that thing, right? And when I sew this into fabric, and I have this nicely covered, guess what? That's all you get.
Yeah.
And then
you
can
connect
this, also like connect other points with other things. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for example, capacitive touch, right? You can connect one of the ports to a small pad that when you touch it, it turns on. Then you can do touch on to turn on this light. That's your
from the same point.
Yeah. That's gonna be your first, you know, fabric lighting project. So the conductive thread is also not like 100% perfect.
But if you press on it itself, is that what's happening?
No, it's connected. It's still connected. I think you have to kind of stubborn enough.
Because if I'm
kind of
touching on it, it kind of just.
Yeah.
I think
this
is like our finger that's like.
Yeah. So those are the kind of things you can kind of do more by, you know, having it multi-circuited and that kind of thing.
So if you touch here, it's fine, it'll still go from that.
Yeah.
If you were to do on that material, would you even need this thread?
No, you don't want to do that material. Because then it would conduct everything.
Oh, not specific. Okay, got it.
You want to cut that only to the path that you want.
Okay. So it's just connected from the specific port. Right?
Huh?
It's connected just from the specific port.
Yeah. So there's. So by the way, if I do the blink code on this Arduino, what would happen? If I upload the blink code right now onto the Arduino.
Which blink code?
The blink code that
one
we
of
have.
Them would light on.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it? We'd have to like.
No. If I do the blink code, it will not work. Because this
is
a wrong port.
Oh, I was going to say, we'd have to change the port.
Yeah.
The port that we use, and then it would work.
So what that means is, it's a specific code that you made that works in this. Yeah.
And you can have many different codes over here.
Yeah, you can upload whatever code you need to,
And when you put your hand
in the In the real situation, actually, what you do, you can search this online. It's basically, you have a line that goes down, and then you have a protective kind of. You make another, I don't know what you call it, but top stitch, I guess. This kind of stuff where there's actually inside. Cool. Okay, so we're done with this. And then I just want to show you guys the upper side, and we're done, okay?
This is the output side. I want to show you the input side. So I also have enough for both of us. So you can switch that one out now. So obviously be careful of this. You don't want to come to touch, right?
Okay.
It's positive. Okay. Good job on this, by the way. Let me know you. First time Arduino theme. So now, I'll clean this up. But now we're going to use this, okay? So.
And this thing is going to just connected
to this
thing.
Yeah, that's a breadboard, yeah. So when you start doing Arduinos, you will, everybody will get breadboards and wires and resistors. Those are the kind of the. Oh, thank you. Those are the kind of things that you're going to be using. And the board. And because the board is actually just key.
Okay, and for this one,
so I would say actually this one comes with everything that we need on it, but in the usual case, you wouldn't use this for it. Like usually you would use like a like a smaller version of this. You know, because you don't need all that power. You want to go as small as you can, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you would use something like maybe like the something like this, for example. This is really tiny.
But it does sound much better, right?
Yeah. No, it's not that much. That's the vibration.
Yeah.
Right? But right now, I'm using this one to kind of show you like what it means and also to simplify things. Mm-hmm. So this is the circuit playground. It has a lot more stuff. You don't need actually all that stuff, right?
It looks like it has way less port still.
It has less port than this, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah. But it's designed to be like a stowable thing because actually it fits this very well.
Yeah, like that.
And also the battery, it accepts this kind of lipo. You know the small ones that we had? Yeah.
So this is going to be more like kind of USB computer. Yeah, but this is, yeah.
And are there converters where you can convert this to the other one?
What do you mean convert?
Like change the port, what the port looks like, so that's another one.
Yeah, like an AC. Well, I have this too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but if this is, so this is for your prototype, right? Mm-hmm. Like during the stage.
Mm-hmm.
But these guys don't have the power for the project. So for the project, you need another thing that converts a certain battery into some form, like VIN usually is where you do.
Okay.
Too much information, but this guy already has it. So you just plug in your lipo. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Have it well embedded.
And into the battery.
Yeah, exactly. So this is kind of a trick that, because this guy already has an accelerometer inside. So what you usually do is you use this guy, right? So if you guys really go home, I would do whatever we're going to do with this, which is involving accelerometer, with this.
Oh.
If you want to.
Okay.
And because your game is pretty fantastic, right?
Uh-huh.
So you're going to reproduce unwell behavior with this.
Okay.
You can totally do that. I encourage you to do
that's
it.
That's like smaller, like just the same thing with smaller?
It's actually, this is actually more powerful
okay.
than that, but this has it all in there. This guy actually has this guy inside, basically.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But you're going to have to use this with that in order.
Yeah. So you see this, like, minus plus XYZ?
Mm-hmm.
So the XYZ are the... It's the port that tells the Arduino the X acceleration, Y acceleration, Z acceleration.
Okay. Got it.
So the main thing to understand, though, is that you realize this is the input, not the output. The output was the light. This is a totally different thing. This is the input. The information is now given to the Arduino,
mm-hmm.
and the Arduino takes that information and does something with it.
Okay. And this kind of helps translate the information to the Arduino? So
exactly.
Okay.
Like, for example, the simplest thing you can do, because you have time, you take this thing, you get the information into here, depending on whether it's X or Y, you use the circuit that I just disassembled to light up one of the lights, or both lights.
Okay, but it worked without it. What did I do with it?
What do you mean?
Well, we did the light up thing without it, the blinking.
But you want
to nugget to the computer.
Yeah, but you want to light it based on your acceleration.
Okay.
So now you go like this, and it turns green. Like you do like this, you go red.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying.
Does the Arduino on its own save input information?
No, it's just the code.
It's just the code.
Yeah.
But it doesn't like keep the code.
It's like processing.
I know, but it all has to be plugged in. That's what I'm saying.
No. Once the code is in there,
it's in there.
It's in there. But you have the power. So there's a two different issues. So right now we're powering it
while
uploading the code. So with that guy, you actually want to be able to show putting the code
and
then powering it separately. But we're just gonna do it off the computer. Okay. I mean, it's the same.
I just mean like for later, because like you code what you're doing with the fabric, and then you don't need to use your battery.
Exactly. So that's why I just say we're plug it in.
Yeah.
Because plugging it wasn't doing the code; it was only powering it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would it, like, know the coordinates and say?
Oh, that's all true. With this guy, right? Yeah, I'll show you. Okay, so, so take that guy, we're going to plug that in, but I'm going to tell you what to download for that, and then we'll get there.
Okay, we're getting a lot of stuff.
Yeah, you guys are doing so much in one day. It's unbelievable. Okay, so this is called the Adafruit. So just Google Maza, or everybody who wants to do this. I mean, this one everybody can do because it's only that board.
Right.
So I can just switch it out and give it, you know, because there's another one right here, actually.
Right.
We're going to learn it in CC.
Mm.
So.
What course are you taking?
Creative Commons. No, I said we're taking it in CC, by the way.
Okay.
Oh,
what course
yeah.
are you taking?
Are you guys ready?
You're taking PCOM, Physical Computation. Although, like, very tempted.
Who's taking PCOM?
Me.
Yeah.
Even if you don't have
computational crap. That's
all. Yeah, you might get it. I might drop it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm taking physical comp, so
you're taking P comp and computational
comp? I'm on the waitlist for everything. Because I need to change.
Open frameworks, so don't
have. Oh, we're all in open frameworks.
Yeah.
The Friday one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
Yeah,
we're on
the Friday. All the cool people are in open frameworks.
Yeah.
Okay, so you gotta Google Adafruit Circuit Playground. Hopefully I'm not gonna go too late. And then it's not the Express, although wait a minute, I might have the Express. Because they're actually different. Oh, I have the Express. So, okay, you guys go into the Classic, okay? Because that one is the Classic. Does it say Classic in the back? It's not like that. So go into here, but actually this one's Express.
Oh.
So maybe you guys want to go into the Express, you know, you want to use it. It's pretty similar. It should be about the same. It's not a big deal. It might even be the same.
Do you have to buy it?
Yeah.
I'm not sure what I'm doing. Or are you supposed to buy it?
No, you're not supposed to buy it. So you're in here, right?
Am I here?
Hold on, let me see. So go to learn. So basically, it's all in here, but I just want to see where.
There's an overview introducing Circuit Playground Adafruit Learning System. Is that the thing here?
Yeah. Are you guys in here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody in here?
Yeah. Oh.
Okay. So then you go and just follow this. Classic makes it spread, you don't care right now. Alright, that's all right, I don't care. Let's just go to. So actually, it'll tell you all the pinouts, you know, you see it. And actually, this is telling you what each of these. Actually, I have a temperature sensor, light sensor. And this guy has everything. Temperature sensor, light sensor. Speaker, yeah, it's a speaker. You could just. I mean, this will do. That's why it's nice to prototype with, because you don't have to convert anything. You know, you
already
build this.
Okay.
Actually, I think what you want to do is you build this, take it out, and then make a circuit and make sure it does the same thing with some other board.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But this one itself has everything. Microphone. Okay, so what you want to do is you want to do the Windows driver download. Right? Oh, sorry.
There's downloads.
Sorry, downloads.
Yeah.
Available here.
This is Windows.
Oh.
So it's only for Windows?
What?
Oh, okay. Mac and Linux do not require driver. Only Windows hosting can do this stuff. Okay, never mind.
This is the driver, though.
Never mind. Okay. I guess you guys don't need to do this.
Really?
So, yeah, that's what it says.
That's
so, okay, so what you want to do is get rid of the Cindy, okay? You're going to go into the Arduino, and do you guys see a Adafruit on here?
In
boards?
Yeah. So, hold on.
It's called Adafruit. Nope.
No. Maybe you should download it as well. It's supposed to show.
Hold on.
I think this is not. This is. You done?
Yeah. You done with your story?
Wow.
Oh yeah, I think I have that.
Do you have it?
I made a light before, but I went so on code because we're mainly focusing on making the light.
It would
change color.
So cute, your little bird food. You like,
I can't eat it. I don't know.
It's like popcorn.
I don't feel like you ate anything today, like tomatoes, and then carrots, and then now you're eating seeds.
Oh,
yeah, you haven't eaten anything at all. Like,
oh,
at
cute.
All.
She just tried to eat it, so.
Yeah, okay, I'm
doing great online.
Friends with little birds.
I just drank coffee.
That's all you
eat? Yeah, and then like some yogurt, and that was it. The whole day.
I
forget.
Yeah,
I don't know what to do.
So you have to do that unless you're already
done.
What did you do?
just my sister 7.
So I have it here, guys.
Yeah, okay, so we can just see it. Yeah. Whoa, oh, wait. Sorry.
So,
it's circuit something, it's not the.
So I have it in the board. I mean, I would.
It's Circuit Playground, is that it? Is
Circuit
that
Playground?
It? It's called Circuit Playground.
Yeah, but we don't have a Circuit Playground Express. We just have Circuit
Playground.
Circuit Playground is good.
Okay.
That's what you want. You have Circuit Playground?
Okay.
They have it, actually. You don't have it?
It's at the bottom.
Yeah, look for it. If not, you can also see if it's in the library. Oh.
Yeah.
You got it?
Alright.
How are you doing?
Oh, because it isn't even an Arduino, is it? It's called Adafruit. It's not called, it's on Arduino.
So, okay, so you select it, okay? Mm-hmm. You're going to get this too. And then you're going to select the port again. So I have around 20. I don't know what you guys are going to be, but select
it. We don't have anything. We have like Bluetooth incoming port.
And so what I'm going to do is first just do a, actually, I think you can do a blink here too.
Oh, it's not connected to ours. Isn't it supposed to be connected before you get the port? We have to connect it before we choose the port.
So the first thing you can do is you can do the same blink thing that you did before. And you will upload that. And so what you notice now is that my Circuit Playground Express is actually blinking. So I just did the same blink thing.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. And then we're going to, I wrote some code for this, so you guys can. Is it?
Okay. No, you don't have to buy it. You just go to.
So.
Ah, I have it. Okay, so you go. Adafruit learning, introducing Circuit Playground. I Google it, like just Google it and then you just dive into the page. Learning circuit code. I will introduce a learning
circuit.
Okay.
It should be blinking.
Then it's supposed to be introducing something.
No, I mean, everything should be off except for that. Wait, it's because we changed this. So, we changed this to the
learning circuit code.
Anyway, it's fine. Just don't worry about it. I wrote some code for you guys, and then you guys have to kind of change it a little bit, but I'll show you what that looks like. Or you can type it with me.
Did you do the presentation?
No, I'm going to do it. I got a text. 2 pixels left, 5 pixels left.
Okay. It's going to be I'm still not completely done with my code, though.
So,
do you want all of this? I didn't download it, so I'm not sure. Because on Mac, you don't have to download it. Just forget everything.
It's
so long.
What you have to do is go into the documentation of Adafruit and figure out how to kind of access it. But basically,
I think you should do that for tomorrow.
You go to board. For right now, do the Adafruit.
Why is it so tiny?
Okay, just could be a better question. So my code is actually
on the Adafruit.
I only have a Google Circuit something.
I just did.
I just downloaded that.
I'm not in your group if you're going to stack it over a group.
How do I direct message? Okay, so. Alright, everybody. I'm going to Slack this code.
Karen. I'm not. My name is on here now. Karen.
Karen.
You know, even if
how do I find
tell me if
first one? So
how do you pronounce
is that everybody? Okay.
Really?
Maybe not so long.
So I'm gonna just stack it to you guys.
Oh, that's okay.
Okay, so you guys can use this. You can ignore the comments because that's my, you know, I'm using PC.
To remove this part then. Yeah. This part and then put it in?
Yeah, I think so. Oh, no, we're on the Arduino.
So you guys can use the Express.
Yeah, no, you're on the Arduino.
Oh, yeah, wait, no. You should be on Blink, no?
I should be on Blink or Arduino?
Are you supposed to be on Blink?
Yeah. So what I'm doing here is I'm using the library on Arduino that Adafruit has. And basically, it's allowing,
So I'm going to close the blank.
And you can just play whatever you want to do. Okay. All right, we'll break it. So go back up. So what the code does is first I clear all the pixels, right? And then in the loop, why am I doing the loop? Is because I want to look at the X, Y, and Z acceleration and do something based on that, right? So I will ask you if that's do something different after this. But basically I'm looking at the X direction motion. So like here versus here versus like here.
Okay.
And then I actually don't know if that's the, you know, if the road is being represented here. I can't remember.
Okay.
But something to me directionally, right? And then I'm gonna actually do stereo, and I realize it needs a delay. It's gonna be a while to figure out. But the reason you need a delay is because it just takes time. Come straight, it's kind of like a function that's related to map, right? You remember you guys map? You map like the 0 to 800 of your screen to some value that you're going to display, like the color, 0 to 255. Constraint is kind of that idea because you haven't uploaded the code yet. So the constraint is just saying whatever X, Y, Z are, just put it between negative 10 and negative.
It's
kind of
like variables.
Yeah. 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 So very negative processing. And then the RGB value has to be between 0 and 255, right? So I'm going to map the X and the Y and the Z between negative and 10, which is what I constrain myself to between 0 and 255. Is everybody understanding that? That's kind of the key. And then so once you have that, though, you can now go use this thing as output, right? The output just sets the pixel color to be RGB. The first one, I think it's like the 0 means it's the 0th one. So if you change this number, it will line up a different one.
Mm.
Yeah. And then it waits a little bit and it just keeps going.
Okay.
Yeah. The reason I want to wait is because I want to... Is this called code uploaded? I don't think so, right?
Upload.
It's already uploaded? Yeah. Oh, okay. So when I move it in different directions, it should give me different colors. So this is purple, right? This is like blue, and then this is like, it's not perfect. So that's purple. It takes some time because it's reading it, and then when I change it, it waits like 2 seconds. So you can actually do it like 1 second.
So if you remove it now,
yeah, pick it up now, you take power.
Yeah.
So, but your goal now, though, is to make this code into a way that you can demonstrate it more easily. Like, for example, one easy thing to do is you just use different NeoPixels, right? So, if you are moving in the one direction, you just go NeoPixel on, off, this way. When you go in the other direction, you go on, off, this way. For example, you do whatever you guys want. I just want to see something, like, right? So, I just did something really simple. You see that? Kind of blue, and then I think it's probably reading backwards. So it was doing this one, and then I keep, you see that? You can kind of see it. Like, I change the directionality, and it kind of changes.
You need to, like, it's hard to understand what this is compared to what this is, or if it's like.
Yeah, and so now. Right, exactly. So this is just like, this is to get you started. So now, you're going to use this setup to create something that makes sense for you. Like when you, for example, can you make it so that whenever you're going this, you're doing red, and when you're going this, you're doing green. That's it. And it's, if you stay there, it just keeps that color.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Rather than know you're moving, like, so the sensor is inside of the circuit board.
Okay. So if you want to see.
Oh, I think it's like this is a color, that is a color, and then that.
Yeah. So, if you want to see, you bring up the stereo monitor. So, the stereo monitor is what I'm printing. You know the stereo that print? That's the equivalent of the printing in the processing.
Oh,
so, these are wall X, Y, Z values. So, oh yeah, you can do it. So, when I'm changing this direction, I'm changing the first two numbers, I guess. I have to find the... So basically, you wanted to do something with motion, you have to use that type of circuit board. This is the one that detects. This is the one, right? Because when I go like this, the Z goes back to the, I don't know, it's not like super easy to see based on just this, but you can make it easier. Yeah. So your job is to kind of figure something out. Like, for example, you can average, right? So right now I'm only displaying every 10, every second because I'm doing the delay. So one thing you can do is you can forget about the delay, make it very small, average the last 5 or 10 or something, and then represent that as the color. Like, for example, whatever you want to do. So, or you can just use the different NeoPixels to do something.
Yeah, like if we do this, like these light up, like one that lights up and the other side.
Yeah, but these are actually the raw values. So you can also look at the raw value and kind of see what's going on too, right? So in this case, everything is changing except the Z. You see that?
I never
read that.
Yeah, the Z is pretty much the same.
Because X, Y is probably something like Y or something. So I'm not moving in the right axis. Oh, I think I found something there. Not the X. So this is the X, you can see that, because this thing is moving, right? And everything else is kind of staying the same. And then this is going to be the Y.
Yeah.
See that Y is actually changing, everything else is more or less the same. It's not going to be exact, because I'm moving a little bit. And then this is going to be the Z. Everything else is more or less the same. Yeah. So yeah, go ahead, make, you know, do something that's different. You can, I think the easiest one is just to use the other NeoPixels, you know, like when it's going in one direction, use the last NeoPixel, you know,
where it's going to be different direction and use different one.
So these are the NeoPixels?
Pretty easy though, right?
Wait, those are the lights, right?
Oh, these are the port numbers. So this is number 71. Just like in the, you know?
So I don't know which way it goes.
So NeoPixel is, I don't know if that's just on there. You would have to
Do you have like set colors that it lights up in? Do you have like set colors that it lights up in, or it can light up in any color?
That's this function. So the RGB values are separate.
Yeah, but so I mean, if you give them other RGB values, it would light in different.
Yeah. This is just, I'm mapping it to 255.
Okay.
And I'm saying that actually the X direction is controlling the red, and the Y direction is controlling the green. And,
okay. You
know, so that should, this should be.
And the zero is just the zero port two.
It's not perfect.
Ah.
It's probably not that. The problem is it's not like kind of perfectly constrained. All I can say is it's different colors. Can't really set the exact color. And also, these are not zero, too. So you would have to, when you basically have a great code that says that this is not changing too much, it's got to be zeros. Put that in there, and this will actually be RGB. This will actually be red when you look. Yeah. So, but that's the fun part.
Oh, okay. So it only goes to negative 10, positive 10, and
not. Yeah, in the acceleration. Yeah.
So like at one point, it doesn't matter how
low I go. Yeah, it's acceleration, so it's more like a speed change.
Wait, why is it
speed? But this is the fun part now. Now you change your code and just try it. Like, you know, The hard part is kind of done for you. The hard part is just to set everything up.
So if you just like light these things up and then. Just like put different colors, different RGB for each one. That's
just try it. Just try it. Try whatever.
I have one.
Yeah, exactly. You have to be in the Express though. Make
how
sure
do we? How do we define the ports?
I don't have Express.
Huh?
I can't use
how it. Do we define the ports?
Just try it. Just try different ones.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't need the other ports.
But we don't have Express.
Not the ports. I mean the thingies.
If not, look up the Adafruit thing. It should be good.
I don't know that's happening.
You do have the Express one.
You have follow.
Anyway.
Oh, yeah.
That is the end of the workshop. Oh, by the way. So, if the next level, right? You know, I told you about this level where you put everything into the fabric.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually go one level further. You can put all your sensors and everything into the actual board. So, what you do is you go online. You make this circuit. Right? In this case, it's a pretty simple circuit. I actually don't remember what some of you have seen. But whatever it does, it's connected to everything together already. It's maximized to do one thing. This thing has a microcontroller inside. It's called ATtiny. It's in here. So in other words, this one doesn't even require this. Doesn't require this. Doesn't require this. Everything. The sensor, whatever, can be all inside the chip. Yeah.
That must be tinier than
it. This is actually kind of big,
but
you know what I mean? Like the button, you know, there's a button in here, there's everything is specified. But you have to design, you have to be able to design circuits, like circuit boards. Like you have to be kind of a you can do it. It's doable. So you design the circuit board and you print it, then you can make like 10, you know, like you can make it whatever you want.
Okay. You mean like
30 circuit boards? Yeah. Like, for example, if you make a collection that has like, you know, 12 dresses, so you say you need like 24 boards or something, this is the way to do it, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Alright.
Oh, we do need four.
You know, it's good with the code.
Yeah.